This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After a few years of super low crude oil prices, the great global glut appears to be easing. Big oil-producing countries agreed late last year to limit production, and the deal generally holding. Oil is above $53 a barrel, even though that's down 0.6% this morning from our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting. Mitchell Hartman takes a practical look.
The International Energy Agency reports crude oil production fell by 1 million barrels a day in January. That was the first month most of the oil-exporting countries in the agreement were limiting output. It's a surprise, says energy analyst Daniel Yergin, vice chairman at IHS Markit.
Often you see a lot of noncompliance, otherwise known as cheating.
But Yergin says those countries were hurt so much by rock-bottom prices, they're complying with production quotas to push oil prices higher. And it appears to be working, as Shell CEO Ben Van Beurden recently told the BBC.
The actions of OPEC and non-OPEC have been extremely helpful to really bring that balancing point between supply and demand.
Yergin doesn't expect supplies to drop further because U.S. shale oil fields idled during the global glut are becoming profitable again.
And our view is that we are going to see a big recovery in U.S. oil production.
Yergin thinks that additional domestic supply should help prevent any big rise in prices Americans pay at the pump. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.